Chazak Baruch. With regards to the mitzvah of Shnei Mikradecha Targum, like we've spoken about in the past, the Mekubalim bring down that although it's not part of the actual mitzvah, but it's also preferable to read the Haftarah of the week one time. You don't have to do Shnei Mikradecha Targum, just to familiarize yourself with the Haftarah by reading it one time, and that's enough. You should pay attention, because many times there are discrepancies, either different Haftarot that are read between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, or even if it's the same Haftarah, sometimes Sfaradim stop earlier, Ashkenazim continue, sometimes the opposite. So you really have to look inside the Chumash, or the Tanakh that you're looking to see exactly what the Minhag is. Now, with regards to that also, if it's a special Shabbat, for instance, if it's a Shabbat where the regular Haftarah is not being read, let's say Shabbat Verosh Chodesh, or Shabbat Chanukah, or whatever it is, and there's a special Haftarah being read on Shabbat, when you do Shnai Mikar V'chat Targum on Friday or any other day of the week, you're supposed to do the Haftarah of that parasha, which means not the special Haftarah that you're going to read on Shabbat, but the Haftarah that's printed in the Chumash. If you look in the Navi Yeshayah for this week's Haftarah, there's a very interesting word which many people read incorrectly. The word which many people read is V'kove Hashem Yachalifu Chowach Ya'alu Ever Kan Nisharim. It's spelled Vav, Kof, Vav, Yod. However, the Radak and Minchat Shai write on this word that when this word is spelled like that, instead of pronouncing the word Vekove, it's supposed to be pronounced Vekoye, as if the Tzere is under the Yod. If you look in Tikkun Korimish Matzliach, he makes that point, so it's important, although it's spelled a little bit differently, it's pronounced differently than it's spelled, which happens all over Tanakh. It's called Kriyuchtiv. This is not exactly a Kriyuchtiv, but there is a little bit of a variation of the pronunciation from how it is spelled, so it's important to pay attention to these things as you're doing the Kriya, both in the Parasha and the Navi. Baruch Adonai le'olam amin v'amin. Baruch Adonai le'olam amin v'amin. Baruch Adonai le'olam amin v'amin.